You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Hello, welcome back to the weekly Batuta Bulletin. My name's Clancy Overall. We are in Melbourne. Came down to see an office down here about setting up a bureau down here. It's already set up. Thank you to everyone who's helped set up these microphones for us today to record our bulletin. We've been seeing a bit of the comedy at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
You need to call it Melbourne.
We also learned that you don't need to pay for public transport here. You can just get on and off as you...
Or parking.
As you please. I don't know. I'd actively encourage people who live in Melbourne and people who come to Melbourne to just not pay for public transport because you don't have to.
No one asked us to.
And you don't need to pay for drinks and stuff at that market we were just at. You seem to just, you're just getting them from the fridge.
Well,
and it's fine.
Well, I did pay for them. I didn't have to, though. I mean, I didn't get asked to.
Yeah, no, you finally worked out how to put your cards in your phone now. You don't need to carry around a briefcase everywhere you go.
So we've got a couple of traveler's checks on
his wallet. I flew on it. That'll fuck your spine up.
That's why you've got scoliosis. Yes.
So much shit in there. Anyway, what's going on in the news?
There's a lot. It's been quite a notable week of news. We'll talk about one of those notable stories. And I'm just going to read the headline as is. Big Chungus spends millions to make sure everybody knows he raped someone.
Big Chungus. Yes, Bruce Lerman has used millions and millions of dollars of other people's money to essentially broadcast the fact that he raped a colleague at work and then lied to cover it up. In a packed courtroom in Sydney with thousands of others watching online, Federal Court Justice Michael Lee handed down his verdict, which came some months after the conclusion of what was a marathon trial, Clancy.
Yes, over the course of the past few months, the state of the nation's media was also put under the spotlight. Pardon the pun. Spotlight is the Seven Network's light entertainment program, which paid Mr. Lerman a reprehensible amount of money for him to tell a story that's now been judged in this trial to be a fantasy. Spotlight has been found to actually sit atop of this country's pile of journalistic filth, allegedly plying the Chungus with vast amounts of staffer-grade cocaine and procuring erotic massages for his deep tissue issues within his loins, paying rent on his luxury home as well, where these people would come over and massage his smooth inner thighs.
Keep going.
Before treating his penis like an amusement toy.
Bruce Lerman fan fiction.
Yeah, well,
that wasn't
anyway.
Very sexy. Treating his penis like an amusement toy.
Well, the loins, the soft loins is quite nice.
I'm kind of fucking a bit out of my depth here.
Well, look, we did actually go through a lot of different headline options for this story, but, you know, once they were cleared by legal, there was one that was knocked back. Yeah, Big Chungus, I think. It fits well, but the other one I thought of doing, Fat Idiot Ruins His Life.
Yep.
That was a bit blunt.
This is all, of course, to secure a story that's essentially a collection of worthless lies. Yeah, Shane.
I believe the Streisand effect has been updated to the Lerman effect.
Oh, right.
And so he could be on for probably, what, 5 or 6 million, they reckon, maybe?
What a fucking piece of shit he is. Fuck me.
He returned to get his hat.
Anyway.
That judge is such a wordsmith.
I reckon that bloody Sue Chrysanthemu is... got so many more beach houses from this shit. Like, she's just did Ben Robert Smith, she's done this one. She'll probably represent the Senate Chungus. Linda Reynolds, you know, make more money. I mean, power to her. She's a fucking legal powerhouse and she's shown the fucking boys how it's done.
Yeah, now she owns a house on the top of the hill at Terrigal there.
That's great, mate. She had the fastest cars, coolest houses, flying a PJ.
Cars for the mister, furs for the mistress.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I probably shouldn't. It's a reference for, you know, living the high life, but it's furs for the missus, cars for the mistress. But it's kind of hard to do with a woman. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, what
we'll
else is
on
in the news cycle?
Well, we've got a story that follows up from that, and it's about a stocky mate with a short beard who does not appreciate jokes about him resembling a certain former Liberal staffer. Of course, we're talking about Bruce Lerman.
Yes, a portly local man who gets his barber to trim his dense facial hair into a cropped beard has become the butt of many jokes this week. The fact that his mates are also tier one smartasses does not help things for 30-year-old Jacob Webke, a Batuta-based office worker.
As someone whose own razor-sharp tongue has meant that he usually escaped ridicule over his short stature and box head, the recent news cycle means Jacob is now a sitting duck for highly offensive look-alike sledges.
Yeah, there was an interaction down at the pub.
While drinking with his mates at Oh Mahmood's Irish Pub in Batuta's Beetson Square, the heckle came thick and fast for young Jacob. "All right, it's my shout," said one mate, Clacker, before turning his attention to Jacob. "What are you drinking, Brucey?" Only half the boys get it, but the response is muffled snorts. The heckle continues. "I said, what beer am I getting you, Limo? Lermo?"
Limo. Limo. The radio guy.
The crowd erupts in hyena laughter as a defeated Jacob looks at the floor. A nearby glassy pipes up. "You boys just keep an eye on Massage Boy over here. We've seen what can happen when he gets a few drinks into him." Another mate, PK, takes his shot. "We can't afford Big Bruce's lifestyle. Are there any $400 Tomahawk steaks at this joint?" The growing laughter has not stopped for close to 4 minutes as Jacob begins to take offense at being compared to an unfortunate-looking drug addict rapist. "All right, that's enough," scowls Jacob. The boys agree and begin to quieten down. Jacob slips into a false sense of security. The conversation then turns to what everyone has planned for the rest of the evening. "I'm in the mood for a relatively big one," says another mate, Dimmy. "Maybe some karaoke?" The crowd leans in, excitedly waiting for the imminent carnage. "Surely Big Lermo can sort out a few bags? What do you reckon, big fella? Maybe some of that Canberra shit?" The humiliating roar of laughter returns. A seething Jacob now risks this distasteful nickname becoming permanent.
It's probably very likely to become permanent, unfortunately.
Imagine permanently being called
Lermo.
Just decide to call you Lermo. You just fucking move, eh?
Dad, why do all your friends call you Brucey when you're called Jacob?
Because I look like resemblance a guy 20 years ago to someone who was in the zeitgeist for 20 minutes.
All right, a local story here, and a young youth about town has revealed to The Advocate that he's just hoping he gets a couple of weeks to play GTA 6 before Prime Minister Dutton conscripts him to fight in Iran.
Yes, local youth Colin Myers, 24, has been fervently praying for a, quote, good week or two to enjoy the highly anticipated release of GTA 6 before Prime Minister Dutton summons him to the front lines of what seems like an inevitable global conflict.
As Colin said, "With all this talk of World War 3 and conscription, I can't help but worry that this may get in the way of me ever experiencing GTA 6. I've been waiting years for it, but I just feel like I'm going to get called up. I know it. I just hope it's not before I ever get the chance to play this game I've been waiting for. These MFs are going to conscript me like they did to my pop. Like, I could just say I'm gay. Does that still mean you get out of conscription? Or I can say I have IBS or ADHD. But really, I'd appreciate a week or two to play. Apparently they have three shades of sunset in GTA 6 and you have the option to dual wield pistols.
Well, yeah, almost as good as the real thing, but you know, maybe he can just enjoy the real thing. If all goes to plan, we'll finish up. Hard-hitting news story. One of the hardest to round out the week.
No.
A report. Cheapest garlic bread, better than anything you can get at a restaurant. Take it away, Earl Parker.
Yes, one of the biggest stories of the week, which just goes to show that what we do is meaningless.
It also explains why it's flavored milk is so popular.
Anyway, here's the story. The study sought to determine whether the allure of expensive dining establishments could hold a candle to the humble, gooey supermarket garlic bread. The report highlights several key findings, including the superior butter-to-bread ratio, the perfect balance of crunchiness and softness, and the nostalgia surrounding the home brand garlic bread.
When compared to a fancy restaurant garlic bread, 9 out of 10 people agreed that cheap stuff wins out. I don't know why I'm still talking about this or why three paragraphs of copy were dedicated to this, but a local food critic, Penny Young, said, Can't stand the fancy stuff. Barely any butter. So crunchy. And the garlic is just way too overpowering. The home brand stuff, that's the culinary masterpiece. And I should reiterate that we didn't get paid.
We didn't get paid by Big Garlic Bread to write that.
Or Big Home
Who
brand.
Wrote that?
Young Monty Benfica.
Anyway.
He covers all sorts of
drug
issues.
Drug addict.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Smoking weed and contributing to our website.
I like it in a microwave. It's actually don't oven bake.
The cheap garlic bread.
Have you ever used it as a sandwich bread?
Yeah. You gotta get the ones. Yeah, the ones that are sliced, not the do. Anyway.
Gingerbread?
It's fine.
No,
I don't like bread.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ciao.
Hooroo!